Here's your fair value brief for Thursday, August 13, 2026. Crude oil supply glut is speeding up talk of a Fed rate cut. U.S. crude inventories jumped 17.4 million barrels last week, the biggest weekly build since March, bringing total stocks to 424.4 million, the highest since spring. Meanwhile, Brent crude slipped 1.8% to $87.37. If oil stays weak, inflation could ease even further, pulling those Fed rate cuts forward. In other big moves, financing for AI infrastructure just hit $500 billion. Nvidia, major banks, and chipmakers have locked in funding for AI data centers as demand for AI chips stays red hot. And the dollar? It's holding near 100 on the DXY index, thanks to safe haven demand. But today's 8:30 a.m. producer price index report could shift the tone if inflation keeps cooling. Now to the big story. Oil supply surge is reshaping the Fed's timeline. Brent crude fell 1.8% to $87.37, while WTI dropped the same amount to $81.76. The trigger? A massive 17.4 million barrel jump in U.S. crude inventories, the largest weekly increase since March. Total stocks now sit at 424.4 million barrels, well above the six-month average. Refinery use eased slightly to 96.2%, meaning more oil is sitting in storage than getting processed. Here's why this matters right now. Oil makes up 8% of the CPI basket. So, a 1% drop in crude prices shaves about 0.08 points off headline inflation and 0.05 points off core inflation. With July's core CPI already at 3.3% year-over-year, a sustained oil decline could push that below 3% in August. That's the threshold Fed officials have been eyeing for potential rate cuts. Bond markets are already adjusting. The 10-year Treasury yield dipped to 4.7%, down from 4.72% the day before. Lower yields mean cheaper mortgages, lower borrowing costs for businesses, and higher stock valuations, especially for rate-sensitive sectors like tech and AI. Now, is this inventory surge just temporary, a short-term gap between production and refinery demand, or the start of a longer trend? If it's temporary, inventories will shrink and inflation pressures stay alive. But if it's the start of something bigger, weaker oil prices could bring Fed easing sooner than expected. Here's what to watch. Brent crude below $85 would likely lead bond markets to price in a late 2026 Fed cut. But if it rebounds above $90, inflation worries could heat up again. Three ways this could affect your finances. First, loans and credit. Fed cuts would lower mortgage rates, auto loans, and credit card interest. Second, stocks. Cheaper capital lifts valuations, especially for high-growth companies. The NASDAQ, already up 1.6% this month, could climb even further. And third, gas prices. Pump costs usually trail crude by a few weeks, but a prolonged drop could cut fill-up costs by late September. Now, here's what's going on today. Markets are weighing fresh inflation clues and AI's continued rise. The S&P 500 added 0.3% on Wednesday, while the NASDAQ rose 0.7%. Dow futures, though, are pointing to a flat open this morning. Chip stocks led the gains. Nvidia up 3%, AMD up 1.8%, and Micron surging 4.9%. Big tech, though, lagged. Microsoft fell 2.3%, and Meta dropped 3.4%. Bonds are showing caution. The 10-year Treasury yield is holding at 4.7%, just below Wednesday's peak, but still near late 2023 highs. Traders are bracing for prolonged elevated rates, though today's PPI report at 8:30 a.m. could change that. Economists expect core PPI to rise 0.3% month over month. A softer number would strengthen the case for Fed easing. Geopolitics, meanwhile, failed to lift oil prices. Despite Iran's ongoing blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, Brent crude still fell 1.8% to $87.37, while WTI dropped to $81.76. The disconnect shows that, for now, supply dynamics are outweighing geopolitical risks. Crypto saw a modest recovery. Bitcoin rose 0.5% to $63,818. Ethereum gained 0.5% to $1,890, and Solana climbed 0.7% to $76.11. The small gains came with higher volume, hinting at some cautious buyer interest after weeks of outflows. And the dollar? It's staying firm. The DXY index remains at 99.93, near yearly highs. The yen, though, weakens further. US dollar to Japanese yen hit 159.34, nearing multi-decade peaks, as Japan's loose monetary policy contrasts sharply with the Fed's stance. Now, the big picture, bonds versus the Fed, a high-stakes waiting game. The 10-year Treasury yield closed at 4.7%, down slightly from 4.72, but still near late 2023 highs. The 2-year yield, which is more tied to Fed policy, sits at 4.22%. That 0.48% gap between them reveals a split. Some traders expect the Fed to keep rates high to fight inflation, while others are betting that cooling pressures, like oil's retreat, will force earlier cuts. Here's why this affects your wallet. Mortgage rates follow the 10-year yield. Right now, the average 30-year fixed rate is 6.69%, the highest since 2007. If the 10-year yield falls to 4.5%, mortgage rates could drop to around 6.3%. On a $400,000 loan, that's about $120 a month in savings. Today's PPI report at 8:30 a.m. could shake things up. PPI tracks wholesale prices, raw materials, and intermediate goods before they hit consumers. A 0.3% month-over-month rise in core PPI, as forecast, might reignite inflation fears and push yields higher. But a cooler number would send bonds rallying, pulling yields down. Now, let's talk stocks. AI infrastructure is rallying while big tech pulls back. The market is splitting in two. Semiconductor and AI infrastructure stocks keep climbing on strong demand. NVIDIA is up 3%, AMD up 1.8%, and Micron surged 4.9%. The PHLX Semiconductor Index is up 4.2% this month, outpacing the S&P 500's 3.1% gain. Meanwhile, megacap tech stocks retreated after big runs. Microsoft fell 2.3%, Meta dropped 3.4%, and Alphabet slipped 0.1%. This dip looks like profit-taking after years of gains. Microsoft and Meta have more than doubled since 2022, and some stretch valuations. Over in commodities, it's all about oil's glut versus gold's safe haven appeal. Oil dominates the conversation. Brent crude fell 1.8% to $87.37. WTI dropped to $81.76, and gasoline futures slipped 0.9%. The trigger? U.S. crude inventories jumped 17.4 million barrels last week. Since energy is 8% of the CPI basket, weaker oil could drag headline inflation lower, giving the Fed more room to cut rates. Gold, on the other hand, held steady at $4,437 an ounce, up 0.6%. That extends an 11% monthly gain as traders hedge against geopolitical risks and potential Fed easing. Around the world, here's what's moving markets. In the Middle East, Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz isn't lifting oil prices. The strait remains closed, with Tehran demanding U.S. troop withdrawals and sanctions relief before reopening. Yet oil prices still fell, with Brent crude dropping 1.8% to $87.37, and WTI declining to $81.76. The surge in U.S. crude inventories, up 17.4 million barrels, is outweighing geopolitical risks, at least for now. In China, a Wall Street Journal investigation found that U.S. AI models like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini are accidentally mirroring Beijing's censorship. They're replicating China's censored responses to politically sensitive questions. Beyond the free speech concerns, this raises regulatory and reputational risks for the developers. And in North Korea, stolen identities and AI are funding Pyongyang's operations. Operatives are using stolen IDs and AI-generated credentials to secure U.S. remote jobs, then funneling earnings back to Kim Jong-un's regime. According to the Wall Street Journal, the scheme exploits weak hiring checks with deepfake interviews and fake resumes. Now, the company's making news today. AI infrastructure demand is lifting chipmakers, while big tech is slipping. NVIDIA extended its rally, rising 3% to $224.09, a 10.1% gain for the month, as AI chip demand shows no signs of slowing. Micron surged 4.9% to $911.29, breaking a months-long slump as AI data centers boost demand for high-bandwidth memory chips. Intel recovered 3.3% to $100.95, recouping part of a 2.1% monthly decline, thanks to stronger cloud provider orders for its latest server processors. Oracle jumped 5.4% to $153.28 after reporting strong cloud revenue growth driven by AI workloads. On the other hand, Meta fell 3.4% to $578.85, deepening an 11.9% monthly decline as advertisers trim social media budgets. And Walmart gained 2.4% to $116.01, extending a 3.3% weekly advance. Steady grocery and essential sales are offsetting softer discretionary spending. From Washington, the PPI data could shift Fed expectations. The producer price index report at 8:30 a.m. today is the day's focus. Economists forecast core PPI to rise 0.3% month over month, matching July's increase, with the headline number at 0.2%, up from negative 0.3% last month. Here's why it matters. PPI tracks wholesale prices, raw materials, and intermediate goods, giving an early read on inflation pressures. A hotter-than-expected print could delay Fed rate cuts. A cooler number would support easing. Later, Fed Governor Lisa Cook speaks at 12:30 p.m. Her comments on inflation and labor markets may further shape rate cut expectations, which are currently priced at a 40% chance for September, up from 30% last week. Now, let's look under the hood at the yield curve's subtle message. The 10-year Treasury yield sits at 4.7%, while the 2-year yield is at 4.22%. That 0.48% spread, the yield curve, points to two possible outcomes. Either the Fed keeps rates high, risking an economic slowdown that eventually forces cuts, or inflation cools faster than expected, allowing the Fed to ease without triggering a recession. In both cases, the takeaway is the same. The next move is a cut. For your finances, that means mortgages could get cheaper if the 10-year yield retreats. Stocks, especially growth companies, would get a boost from lower rates. And short-term savings yields, like CDs, will stay elevated until the Fed actually acts. Here's the key level to note. If the 2-year yield drops below 4%, markets will be betting on a Fed cut by year-end. Now, worth learning today, the yield curve. Yesterday's question was, would U.S. core CPI month-over-month come in hotter or cooler than the 0.2% forecast? The actual reading matched expectations at 0.2%, but the bond market's reaction, 10-year Treasury yields dipping to 4.7%, suggests traders see inflation cooling enough for the Fed to cut rates sooner than previously thought. So what is the yield curve? It's a line plotting Treasury bond yields across all maturities, from one-month bills to 30-year bonds. Normally, it slopes upward. Longer terms offer higher yields. But when the curve flattens or inverts, it signals caution. Historically, an inverted curve has preceded every U.S. recession since 1955. Here's how it works. Short-term rates, like the 2-year Treasury, reflect Fed policy. Long-term rates, like the 10-year, mirror growth and inflation expectations over years. When short-term yields rise above long-term yields, the curve inverts, signaling that the Fed might be tightening too aggressively, risking a slowdown. Why does this matter now? Today's curve is flattening, but not inverted. The market is pricing in two scenarios. Either the Fed holds rates high, risking a slowdown, or inflation cools faster than expected, allowing the Fed to cut rates without a recession. Either way, the curve suggests the next move is a cut. That's concept 32 of 83 in the fair value course. Tomorrow's question, UK GDP month over month is due at 2 a.m. Eastern, with a forecast of 0% growth, down from 0.1% last time. How would a surprise contraction, a negative GDP number, affect the pound, UK stocks, and the Fed's rate cut timeline? Here's what to watch this week. First, UK GDP month over month at 2 a.m. Eastern today. The forecast is 0%, down from 0.1% last month. A negative print would pressure the pound and fuel Bank of England rate cut bets. Then, U.S. core PPI month-over-month at 8:30 a.m. The forecast is 0.3%, up from 0.2% in July. A hotter number could delay Fed cuts. A cooler print supports easing. And U.S. PPI month-over-month, also at 8:30 a.m. The forecast is 0.2%, up from negative 0.3% last month. Another negative reading would signal deflationary pressures. That's today's brief. We'll be back tomorrow with the answers and the next moves.